Ladies and gentlemen, the prosecution is not going to get that man today. No, because I'm going to get him.
And welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to this edition of the Hagmann Report. Doug Hagmann, Joe Hagmann together, America's premier father-son investigative reporting team. Thank you, Global Star. Thank you, Blog Talk Radio, for carrying our programs. We're also heard live, watched live every weeknight on YouTube as well, 7 to 10 p.m. Also, don't forget to catch our other programming as well, 9 to 10, Doug Hagmann Radio Show, 2 to 3, Joe and John Robertson. You can't miss. Just go to HagmannReport.com I'm getting emails, people not sure how to listen. All you have to do is go to HagmannReport.com. It's made real simple for everyone. Just click on the top where it says listen or two new shows, or just go on the homepage and there's an easy graphic there that'll take you to the same page. It's very simple to listen. Very simple. And iTunes as well. Stitcher, iTunes. There, Eric the Tech is out shouting, things. So we've made it very, very easy to listen. We are not featuring those programs on YouTube. At least not at this point. And in terms of, if we ever decide to do that, we'll let you know. But for right now, those are standalone programs. Hour apiece. And, appreciate your comments. Those of you who've send in information about the shows. Some people say they're having issues listening. You know, we've tested it and it works on all of our platforms here in studio. So I'm not sure exactly what to make of the people who are saying. A couple of people, I think maybe two, have said, you know what, we're having problems, you're cutting out or whatever. The audio feed is as clean as a bell. So. Portions of the nice broadcast brought to you by ZipRecruiter.com. Folks, if you're hiring, if you have a small business, are you hiring? Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Well, with ZipRecruiter, you can post your job to 100-plus job sites with just one click. Then the powerful technology efficiently matches the right people to your job better than anyone else. ZipRecruiter.com does it better than anyone else. Folks, go to ZipRecruiter.com/Hagmann. That's ZipRecruiter.com/Hagmann, where listeners can post their jobs on ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Again, ZipRecruiter.com/Hagmann. Glad to have them aboard as well. Joe, before we get into the actual program, tonight, the first hour, we're going to be talking about news, current events, things that are on our minds individually and collectively. It's just been a news heavy week, it seems like, and it continues to be a news heavy week. This is a good segue though. Peter Barry-Chowka wrote an article. It appears on HagmannReport.com. It's right there on the top at HagmannReport.com, titled "Sean Hannity's Monologue Scores Direct Hit on the Mainstream Media's Sick Bias." Fantastic article that dissects Sean Hannity's monologue from the previous evening. As a matter of fact, Peter Barry-Chowka had tweeted out the link to the article on Hagmann Report and American Thinker. Sean Hannity retweeted that as well. It's got legs. It's got legs, and Peter Barry-Chowka is right on the money. He's right on the money with what he's saying. And I addressed a couple of things in my morning show about briefly about the media and the media being a part of the shadow government and the difference between the shadow government and the deep state. They're not the same thing. They're two different entities. The shadow government is the umbrella, and within that umbrella is the nestled within that umbrella is the deep state. But the shadow government rules the deep state. They're in charge of the deep state. And this is the Matrix system. And I think that's the title of my show this morning, is the Matrix system. the influence of the Matrix system. It's critical, I think, that you listen to that show in order to understand, and I'm not going to rehash what I said this morning, but I think it's important for people to understand that when you look at Donald Trump, and Joe, I'm going to ask your opinion on this, and this is kind of segues, again, from Peter Barryshalka's article to what we've seen this week. Let me ask you this. We saw, and folks, you can consider this as well in the context of what I'm about to say. We saw Donald Trump give two different, totally different speeches this week. One was for the military, and the other was at Phoenix. And the second one was more of a rally than a speech. But people, the mainstream media went just totally bat, you know what, crazy, as Peter Barryshalka had stated. Why do you think Donald Trump gave that speech in Phoenix on that day at this time?
Well, there's a few reasons. One, he's got to get out to see his supporters when he's in Washington, constantly surrounded by the media who constantly lies about him and makes stuff up about him. I mean, some of the stuff we've been seeing in the news, that the media seems that they have their feelings hurt that he continues to attack them. You have this this notion that's coming back up that he's mentally unstable. You have just this constant chaos, it seems, as he's trying to govern the country, from Congress to Senate to his inner circle to the media around him. It's probably nice to get out and reconnect with his base. And I think that's one of the reasons. Another reason is, and he knew this was going to happen, he gave his, after Charlottesville, he gave a message, and then he had the press conference a week ago Tuesday, where he was taking questions from the press and was really combative with them. And I believe that the press are going to continue to lie about him, and he knows that. But getting out there, you know, reconnecting with his base, re-energizing the people who voted him in there, is a big reason. And I think he is just reestablishing some of the original ideas he laid out in the campaign that he wants to accomplish, as well as showing them, the people, that he has not given up or swayed in any way in that agenda.
Okay. All right. Well,
I would think.
I think that's a big part of it. But I also think that there's a message here, and the message is that there's a war that's taking place within the government. That the shadow government is at war with Donald Trump, and the shadow government, the military industrial congressional complex, which is a phrase that was, I can attribute to Kevin Shipp. He's the first person that I've ever heard that phrase, military industrial congressional complex.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Who's Kevin Shipp, the former CIA officer, was on our show. I cited him heavily today. I think there's another reason for this. And I was talking with some intelligence sources on this. Two. To be exact, two. And both coming from different perspectives on Donald Trump and his speeches. And here's what one of my sources, intelligence sources, said about the Phoenix speech. He had to do this. This was a push. And feel free to chime in here with your thoughts and commentary. This was a pushback against the shadow government's attack on Donald Trump in response to Charlottesville.
Maybe.
Okay. But here's the thing. When does he get the most press coverage?
Well, anytime he speaks, really, to the public. If he were to give the speech like he did there in Phoenix versus giving an address from the Oval Office or even a press conference outside on the White House lawn, everything, anything he says is picked up and twisted and spun by the media. So they use every time he speaks as an attempt to discredit him.
Okay. Okay. But the city of Phoenix.
There.
I agree. But the city of Phoenix, in addition to its symbolic significance, if you will, even with respect to his campaign, going back, if you look at his campaign, Phoenix holds a certain significance there, and I'm not going to get into that. but also Phoenix as the city holds a certain significance. There's a telegraphing, I think, involved here. But more importantly, I believe that what Donald Trump did, and the reason he spoke as he did, was to strike back at the shadow government, which is at war. You use the word chaos within the government.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you think that there's chaos in the West Wing, in the White House? Do you think that there's any level of chaos there?
Well, with the personnel changes we've seen and the leaks, there is some level of chaos. Yeah.
And I'm curious as to what the folks out there think.
I don't think it's his fault. I don't think it's Trump. Trump is the blame per se.
Well, right.
I mean, he did appoint some of these people. He's brought in some people that he's had to let go. and I exclude the Bannon leaving from that chaos because that's something different completely.
I agree with that. I agree.
Then these other, like that Scaramucci, he came and
Scaramucci, I think was a one off. I think that was to me. And again, correct me if you think I'm.
It looks
I'm
like wrong. He was put in there to get rid of Priebus.
Right, mission accomplished and one and done and out. Right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, the word that I've got is, and again, I'm not going to rehash my morning show, but you've got the shadow government that consists of a number of major military, industrial, congressional complex nodes, if you will. The matrix of influence. And it was energized via the Defense Authorization Act. But within this, the Congressional Armed Services Committee, consisting of 48 senior members, congressmen, and senators, just to show you how much money, for example, is involved. This is just one example here. The 48 senators and members of Congress. You look at our military-industrial congressional complex. It consists of over $1 trillion per year spending for defense military operations. $46 billion in arms sales. You've got John McCain being the poster child of the military-industrial congressional complex. John McCain, and think about this: this is in McCain's backyard, right? Mm-hmm. Phoenix is in McCain. All right. John McCain last year received $694,508 in contributions from defense contractors alone, lobbyists, if you will, and defense contractors. Think about that. All of the senators and congressmen on the Armed Services Committee receive a lot of money, upwards of $700,000 each per year to take us in, to put us in a continual state of warfare, because without war, money's not being made. So this was a shot at the shadow government specifically. This was a shot across the bow of McCain territory. This had tremendous symbolic significance in terms of location. And the attacks against the mainstream media for their bias by Donald Trump, for the way he did this, the mainstream, and if you think about the military-industrial congressional complex, the mainstream corporate media, with the exception of very few people, and I'm going to isolate those for the purposes of this discussion, very few people at Fox News, heading that group of people that include Judge Jeanine, Lou Dobbs, Neil Cavuto, Tucker Carlson, heading that group of true conservatives is Sean Hannity, which goes back to what Peter Barry Chaka wrote. Sean Hannity is catching the flack. He is the speed bump, or the gate that's keeping right now the shadow government from completely taking over Fox. But remember, the corporate media is the mouthpiece for the shadow government. Think Jeff Bezos, $600 million contract. Who owns the Washington Post?
Mm-hmm.
There you go. So this was, I believe, and some may say, oh, Doug, you're giving Donald Trump too much credit. I don't think so. Because if you consider him a businessman, and just that alone, an outsider, someone that is perhaps his first encounter with the military-industrial congressional complex, at least up close and personal encounter. Perhaps that first encounter came when he walked through the doors of the White House. Well, let's just consider that as a possibility. Oh, he's familiar with some government operations. You've got to be when you're a billionaire and a tycoon in real estate, right? If suddenly it was thrust upon him, the shadow government war against him personally and against his agenda, which means all of us, and especially those of us in the independent media, then how do you push back? You have to send a message, a strong message. So you go where the battle is. And I think it's significant because this is McCain. This is McCain. And who else is in Arizona? Do we have anyone else there? I'll tell you what, I've got the chat up. Anyone else want to toss something out here? Or who else is in Phoenix?
I can't think of the other senator's name from Arizona.
Come on, anyone? All right, anyone paying attention? I don't.
My mind is turning into mush today, this afternoon.
All right.
No, I really don't. All right. I can't remember.
Well, I'm going to leave that question hang because, you know, if no one's paying attention in chat, we could just shut chat down. What the heck? I never bring chat up here. And,
don't lie.
Excuse me? anyway. Well, it's Sheriff Joe, yes. Okay, I see something across here. Sheriff Joe, by the way, very...
Jeff Flake is the other senator out of...
Jeff Flake. There we go. There we go. Who did that? All right, thank you, Eric. Miss Priss. Miss Priss, I'll tell you what. For that answer, if you want my book, Stained by Blood, I will sign it for you. And I'll send it to you free of charge. So all you have to do is send an email to studio@hagmanandhagman.com. The subject line, just put, what was the name? Miss somebody?
Miss Priss.
And just put on the subject line your name. And then in the body of the email, put your real name. Sorry, but I'm not going to send, you know, your real name and your mailing address. And then I will personalize it to you if you'd like. And send it to you if you'd like my book, Stained by Blood. Just because I feel charitable. No, just because it's important. I think people need to understand how important this is. And I don't think people are giving President Donald Trump enough credit for this. But so that's my theory. That's my working theory. And Ms. Priss, if you don't want that, I understand. If you do, again, it's free of charge to you. Just email me at studio@hagmanandhagman.com. I'll have Jackie, send that out tomorrow, first thing tomorrow, for you. If you don't already have it, or if you already do, you can just give it away or sell it on eBay or something. I don't know. But so that's what my show is about this morning, about the tactics and about taking apart the intricacies and the difference between the shadow government and the deep state. So now I understand you had a really rockin' show too, which ties into what we're talking about as well.
Yeah, we started talking about one or two issues here, and it kind of snowballed into the whole show. But what we were talking about today is the media and what responsibility they have for this atmosphere of anger and division. We see stories like this. Trump attacks on media drive New York Times into hysterics. It will get people hurt. The New York Times reporter Jim Ruttenberg dominated the front page of Business Day Thursday, showing his paranoia towards Trump and media-loathing fans, where he goes on to say that, or his colleague, columnist Nicholas Kristof, warned that Trump will get people hurt due to his attacks on the press. And you can go to newsbusters.org and read the article. It starts out, "Every time you think President Trump's anti-press rhetoric can't get worse, he finds a way of surprising you. And not surprising you all in the same. There he was in Phoenix telling a crowd of thousands of adherent supporters that journalists were sick people who he believed don't like our country and are trying to take away our history and our heritage. That moment matters. Mr. Trump's latest attack on the media came at a time of heightened racial tension stoked by a white supremacist rally in Charlottesville, according to the article. That whole sentence is a lie. Yeah. We're not in a time of heightened racial tension, and this is stoked by the media more than anything else.
Can I ask you a question, though? Isn't that true? Aren't they trying to get rid of our heritage?
Yeah, it is true.
Okay.
It is true. And it goes on to say that Mr. Trump's speech in Phoenix reprised a question spawned by his rallies during the presidential campaign. How long before someone is seriously hurt or worse? And all this, you know, huff and puff, he's mentally unstable, he's a Nazi. There was an interesting article up on Hagman Report today from the Daily Caller, which I believe speaks to the true intentions of these people. CNN, everyone who voted for Trump is a white supremacist by default. When I posted this, I got a great response on Twitter. Just somebody out there asking, what about the African Americans who support Trump? What are they? And that's a legitimate question. But this is the goal. This is what they're trying to do. Because it's not about race and it's not about Nazis. It is about the opposition to the extreme left, the Hillary Clintons, the Soroses, the Obamas, and all their minions and demonic underlings and anarchists that we see in the streets. They have successfully, in the minds of these degenerates, linked Nazism and racism to Republicanism. And their solution is violence, or peace through violence. I was even watching some interviews here. Eric heard a few of them right before the show, where a man went to, you know, some of these rallies and was asking people to give examples of the racism and the Nazism. Nobody could. But when he asked, what can we do to, you know, stop these people? Their response were, kill them. You know, beat them up, take their stuff. And well, even some of the people there admitted that it wasn't so much about Nazism. That's just the word of the day. It is more about the ideas that conservatives hold in this country. And that's the true agenda here. It's not to drive out Nazis, because I haven't seen a Nazi ever in my life. And it's not to drive out racists, because I'm sure there's a few thousand white supremacists in the country, but I've never at least knowingly interacted or have seen any of them. And so you see that these boogeymen are not real, and that the media...
By the way, I've met one in my life.
A white supremacist? Or KKK, I mean.
Both. Well, you know, actually, he was a KKK member. He had the, he was actually wearing a Ku Klux Klan, which, his shirt, and he also had a tattoo, but.
You know who else met a Ku Klux Klan member? President Obama, who gave the eulogy to one, for his funeral, gave his eulogy. Senator Robert Byrd.
Yeah, there you go.
He was a KKK Grand Wizard.
Yes.
Hillary Clinton said this guy was her mentor.
Yes.
Obama gave the eulogy at his funeral. But hey, it's all right. We're going to ignore that.
Don't let facts get in the way of a good story. What happened to the Russian narrative? Is that still operative?
No, because Trump is the... Talking Trump is the ratings getter.
Okay.
So, I believe their Russia... ratings in Russia's story, they ran out of gas, they ran out of places to go, they ran out of lies to create. So they just left it and picked it up with this Charlottesville incident, and they used this as a way to springboard a whole new, you know, month's worth of narratives on what they believe is wrong with Trump and his supporters. What will be the next narrative? That's the million-dollar question.
Well,
what are they going to make up next?
I think, Joe, we're going to see a resurgence in the Russian narrative in the next several days. I'll tell you why. If you watch what Mueller is doing, first of all, Mueller again should not be in that position. 28 CFR 45.2, CFR. I believe that's
it. Doesn't matter.
According to the statute, he should
conflict
not be
of interest and other reasons he should not be there.
Right. So. But I think what's going to happen here is you're going to see Fusion GPS turn over, whether or not they have done this already. I know what the news reports say. I just don't trust any of the news reports. But I believe that you're going to see some documentation that's been turned over by Fusion GPS, or will be. But they're going to get leaked, and that's how, and whether or not the authenticity can be guaranteed is untrue. But
wait, what's going to be leaked?
The The dossiers collected by the opposition research.
You mean the fake dossier or actual dossiers that were collected separately from the one that's well known?
Well, there's one that's well known. I think that there's dossiers, and everyone's got to understand there's dossiers on all of these groups or all of these members of
right.
Trump and his administration. But I believe there's going to be the they're all going to be leaked. Of course, that the PP dossier was leaked already.
Well, yeah, you say the word dossier, people, including myself, never really hear that word. And when they hear it in connection with Trump, I think most people who've been paying attention equate it with something that's false.
But no, I mean, these are reports, and I'm the authenticity and the veracity of the information within these dossiers should be called into question. But I believe that Mueller is going to be releasing I shouldn't say Mueller. There will be leaks from the Mueller Independent Counsel investigation, and this is going to bring the Russian narrative back in the front pages. And at the epicenter of the leaks and the epicenter of this is going to be Paul Manafort.
Okay.
That's what watch for this for the next couple of days.
But you know what? I don't know why the press doesn't just stick to the facts and stick to. I mean, if they want to go after Trump, there's some legitimate areas that they could really get him. And I believe, you know, make his supporters start to ask questions or, not that any of his supporters watch the mainstream news anyway. Afghanistan's one, you know, a broken campaign promise. And there's several others, but they don't want to do that. They don't want to deal in facts, as you said. And even if you present facts to them, it doesn't matter. They're not going to listen. Folks, we're up against the break. We'll be right back after these short messages. Don't go anywhere. Don't forget Steve Quayle, Michael Lake are coming up at 8 o'clock after this next segment. We'll be right back.
Visit HagmanReport.com for the news and articles that matter most. Stay tuned. We will be right back. In a thrilling series of novels, T.C. Joseph takes us into the lives of three families who struggle to maintain normal lives in a world where conspiracy theory and Bible prophecy collide. T.C. Joseph's viewpoint of alternative history and understanding of prophetic events will change your view of the world and the events on our horizon. Kirkus Review states, readers of end times fiction will be hard-pressed to find it done more intriguingly than this. Extremely readable and fast-paced. Blue Wink Reviews boldly states, fans of Tim LaHaye's Left Behind series and Tom Parada's The Leftovers will find this thought-provoking series absolutely riveting. Order your copies of T.C. Joseph's This Generation series from Amazon.com. Book 1, Precipice. Book 2, Pentecost. And Book 3, Penance.
These uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
You may never look at your city, town, or its people the same way ever again. Stained by Blood, a murder investigation based upon a true story by private investigator Douglas J. Hagman. Using the character Mark Stiles, Hagman takes you on a journey behind the scenes where the homicide becomes a secondary to an underworld of satanic ritual abuse, child abduction, and even mind-controlled experimentation. A world dismissed as conspiracy by those who want to keep its secrets hidden. Exposing the dangers, denials, and deceptions. For 5 years, a brutal killer remained on the loose, free to kill again. As Mark struggles to navigate the maze of bizarre twists and untangle a web of deeply hidden secrets kept by some of the most powerful and influential people in this community and beyond. Stained by Blood. Order your copy of this engaging novel today at HagmanandHagman.com and click on the link. Stained by Blood.
Welcome back, folks, to this edition of the Hagman Report. Doug and Joe Hagman, father-son investigative team, thanks so much for your belief and your trust in us. And that's an important fact. You know, you've got so many options during the day. You could listen to a number of programs. You can watch a number of programs in the alternative media. And I suggest you do, but thanks for making us your home, if you will, and being part of our extended family. At least that's the way we feel about you. So thank you so much for that. Don't forget a couple of things. The answer to that that question was Senator Flake, and Ms. Priss answered that correctly. So send an email, Ms. Priss, to you. Send an email to studio@hagmanandhagman.com. That's studio@hagmanandhagman.com. And in the subject line, just put Ms. Priss. I know how that sounds, but people tuning in late saying, what's that about? Anyway, and then in the body of the email, put your real name and mailing address and how you want the book personalized. And that way, I'll send it to you if you'd like that. And, talk amongst yourselves for a minute. Yeah. No, we're not programmed for it. It's live radio, live television. The bat phone rings. And so, okay.
Yeah, real
so,
quick, just an explanation. We were supposed to have Gary Hunt on today at 7:30, and he was busy with his court appearance and whatnot. Long story short, he was ready to go, but we didn't hear from him all day, so we're just going to reschedule it for another day. That's why the phone rang.
And we don't answer that particular phone is a direct line. It's like it's the red phone. It's if that phone rings, we you know, it's important to answer. So, okay. Okay, good. Thank you, Ms. Press. Done. Okay. Also, tomorrow, 2 o'clock, I'm going to be on InfoWars with Alex Jones, 2 p.m. Eastern Time. That was confirmed, I think, earlier today. It should be pretty interesting. And we do, just so people understand, I support Alex Jones's efforts. I think Alex Jones has really blazed some important trails, whether or not it doesn't matter. And same with us, like whether or not you like us or not, it's the information, the takeaway from this that's important. Before we get back to the program, I just want to ask you, if you own any size business, small, medium, or large, are you hiring? You know, that's probably one of the most tedious, hiring is one of the most tedious, but yet most important processes a business owner can go through. Man, you don't want to make the wrong choice. But here's my question. In 2017, do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? We have the answer. ZipRecruiter.com. That's ZipRecruiter.com. With ZipRecruiter, you can post your job to 100-plus job sites with just one click. Then their powerful technology efficiently matches the right people to your job better than anyone else. They do it better than anyone else. And you can trust me on this because having used it, I've used it, and I can guarantee you that's absolutely true. That's why ZipRecruiter is different. Unlike other job sites, ZipRecruiter does not depend on candidates finding you. It finds them. In fact, over 80% of jobs posted on ZipRecruiter get a qualified candidate in just 24 hours. There's no juggling of emails or calls to your office. You know how that can be, right? You simply screen, rate, and manage candidates all in one place with ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use dashboard. And trust me, if I can operate it, Eric the Tech says anyone can. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by most businesses used by businesses of all sizes to find the most qualified job candidates with immediate results. Right now, this is a great deal. Listeners to the Hagman Report can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/Hagman. That's ZipRecruiter.com/Hagman. One more time to try it for free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/Hagman. And we thank them for being a sponsor of our show. Joe, go ahead. And you were talking during the break about some things. And
yeah, I want to touch real quick on a non-political weather issue, this Hurricane Harvey, because I've been following this since Monday or Tuesday when it was just a depression in the lower Gulf there. And I think this is, if the models are accurate or mostly accurate, and this does not stall out in the Gulf, which all indications now are saying it is strengthening, It was not even a tropical storm last night. It's a Category 1 hurricane now. They're saying it could be up to a Category 4 or higher by tomorrow. But what makes this storm dangerous, at least from what I can tell, and different than many others, are two things. One is the storm surge that's expected to come in with the storm hitting the coast of Texas. And two is there are a number of high-pressure systems around the storm. If it stays in the ocean or if it comes up and creeps up into Texas, it's going to stall out there. And some of the models have it stalling for anywhere from 7 to 10 days. Many, even on Drudge, they say up to 30 inches of rain. I saw somebody say between 40 and 50 inches of rain yesterday. Obviously, all this is speculation. But there are some political headlines coming out from this hurricane. First major stress test for president, and the publication Salon says Trump has already flunked. Some are even taking already to the climate change argument, saying, well, if the president didn't pull out of the climate accord, this would not have happened. Obviously, we haven't had a hurricane strike the mainland U.S. They say 142 months. I know it's been, 10 years. So it will be very interesting to see what happens with this. I said all that to say this, folks, keep your eyes on this storm. It's not just the storm itself. It's the areas around it with these two high pressure systems. It really could stall out over Texas and just dump rain for days and days and days and days.
And our prayers are with our listeners in Texas, and we pray for you. It would be horrific to have that much rain, the salt systems.
And it's not just about the hurricane, whether it's a tropical storm or a hurricane. It's this whole weather system. It is the possibility of it sitting over Texas for 5 to 6 to 7 days.
Wow.
Dumping huge amounts of downpours and rain. I mean, just on Drudge right now, as I said, they have a headline that's been up there all day, up to 30 inches of rain. That could be a conservative estimate based on how long it stays there in that region. Some are saying that it might hook up. Either way, it looks like Corpus Christi in that area is more going to take the hit, but it could hook up towards Houston, and even some models put it hitting the coast of Texas for a few days and then coming back into the Gulf and going back up towards Louisiana. So either way, it's going to be a long weekend for you folks in Texas and down there in Louisiana, already flood-prone areas, and it would be devastating if some of these models are accurate in the stalling of the storm and in how long the storm stalls out over these areas. But again, I've been following this since Monday, maybe early Tuesday morning. And this doesn't look, a lot of the times we see, we're going to get 40 inches of snow in New York City just a few years ago, if you guys remember that, where they got like a dusting. They closed down the whole New York City. Everybody got to go home from work early. They declared a state of emergency. They never even got an inch of snow. This is different. For sure, this is different.
Wow.
And with
keep our eyes
the
on that
gap in how long it's been since we've had a hurricane strike the mainland U.S., we're definitely due. We've been due for a while. But let's just hope this doesn't take the same Katrina-type... Because they say that it's intensifying so much. It went from not even a tropical storm yesterday to a Category 1 hurricane today. And they say it's rapidly intensifying. So where can that put it at tomorrow? But either way, as I said, the rainfall and the storm surge are the two things that need to be watched. They're already having evacuations down along the coast and in other areas. I would heed those warnings very seriously.
Really? Take this seriously. And learn from, residents should learn from Katrina. And if you really want to dissect what happened with Katrina, it's an interesting lesson in crisis management. It really is. Bush, the blame ultimately stops. The buck stops with George W. Bush. However, it's
doing a hell of a job, Brownie.
Yeah. What a mess. It was just a mess. And that should tell us all that we need to prepare. We all should have our preparations in order. And we should have contingency plans in order as well. But anyway.
I know you got something there, but
that's
I want to throw this
out
there.
Go ahead. Take it.
You might have seen this story. Debbie Wasserman Schultz's Islamophobia claim prompts angered Marine to go public on the Awans.
Yep.
and this was the person who rented the house, I believe, after the Awans, who turned
Andre
in
Taggart, a Marine.
Who turned in the broken hard drives. A Marine who provided key evidence in the FBI case against Democrat Debbie Wasserman Schultz, former IT employee, said he is appalled by her claim that Islamophobia led the U.S. Capitol Police to frame the former staffer. And even yesterday, two of Amir and Awan's relatives went on the record to say that they think he would do anything for money, meaning Taggart, this Marine. Taggart alerted the FBI to damaged hard drives
A
cache of electronics tied to Awan.
Okay, this is what's not being reported. Stop right there. And the cache of electronics. Now here's the information. George Webb, regardless, again, whatever you think of George Webb, we've had him on our program as a guest, but George Webb interviewed face-to-face, eyeball-to-eyeball, Andre Taggart. And the information, and this was, I also got information that this was verified by a secondary source directly to me about this, not just a hard drive or two, or a laptop. There were multiple devices, including 18, as perhaps as many as 20 BlackBerry telephones, okay, included, that were left by Imran Awan at that residence. Laptops and at least one, maybe two routers. As well as, I did mention a laptop, but I want to make sure there were at least two laptops and other, what would you call it? Parts, I guess. Miscellaneous parts. So we're not talking about a small little, we're not talking about one device or two devices. We're talking about a box full, including 18 to 20 BlackBerry telephones at that location. This is so significant. And I did a show on this a couple of days ago. I dedicated a Hagman Daily Show to this. In fact, a couple of them. You can go to BTR and you can see, or go to on HagmanReport.com and you can see, I think Eric the Tech had created a page or that lists the various shows. But all that said, Joe, this, over 80 congressional Democrats have been infested over 13 years by, I'm going to say, this is my count, and I'm going to be talking about this with Alex Jones, 14 separate individuals. Not just one, but 14 individuals tied to Imran Awan. 13 plus Imran, 14 in total that I've been able to verify, including his wife. $6 million in wages paid.
I thought it was $4 million.
$4 million at the low end to $6 million if you include the individuals I'm including.
Okay.
Okay. Because a normal IT administrator or an IT worker receives somewhere about $40,000 to $50,000 per year. Imran Awan, for example, and his brother, you're talking $157,000 per year. Why is that? And in the case of Imran Awan getting paid well after he was barred from ever being able to allowed to set foot in the U.S. Capitol by Debbie Wasserman Schultz, there is blackmail here. There is an offsite server. This is huge. This makes the Senator Joe McCarthy communist infiltration. This dwarfs that by orders of magnitude much greater. I'm telling you right now, this is the biggest story that has gone unreported. And it involves, again, 80 congressmen on the Democratic side over the course of 13 years, over a dozen individuals, Pakistani nationals, and very specifically offsite servers, backdooring equipment to get information. I would even go as far as to say that the Extortion 17 SEAL Team 6, perhaps, and as well as the raid in Yakla by President Trump and other raids that went bad or other events that went bad, I would very much say, because these people had access to the highest levels of the three highest intelligence committees, and they had foreknowledge of these raids, or at least concurrent knowledge of the raids and the various communications. I would venture to say, Joe, that it's very possible that the Iwan spy ring was responsible for the sabotage of things like operations like the SEAL Team 6, Extortion 17, like the raid at Yakla, and other such incidents. But yet, and I mentioned this before, and Andrew McCarthy wrote in the National Review 2 days ago, a very good article. I've got a copy of the indictment. I read through the indictment, and I missed this the first time. Well, I didn't miss it because it wasn't there. But Andrew McCarthy pointed out that this is a very narrow indictment. It has one count related to one count of mortgage fraud, when in fact this should have, what's not there it speaks volumes. What is absent from this indictment is deliberately omitted. Now, Steve Wasserman is a U.S. attorney. I've got no absolute positive confirmation that Steve Wasserman, who is Debbie Wasserman Schultz's brother, and a U.S. attorney in the office that's prosecuting this case, verification that he has any involvement in it, but certainly
people say he had some involvement in burying the Seth Rich case.
They overlap, Seth Rich and that. But see, here's the thing. I think that there's some influence there just by his presence. So, whether or not he didn't sign the indictment. Channing, I can't remember the last name, signed the indictment, but the fact of the matter is, the indictment is much too narrow, much too focused. And Wasserman Schultz is at the epicenter of this. And don't forget, we saw the DNC hacks, and this overlaps the Seth Rich murder case. Whether or not Seth Rich was murdered for what he knew, or died knowing, or died after his communications with WikiLeaks, and how that occurred, whether it was via thumb drive or flash drive, by a dead drop or a personal handoff or electronically. It doesn't matter. The fact of the matter is the Seth Rich murder investigation, the Wisenant, U.S. prosecutor in Florida, that murder as yet unsolved, and the Iwan case all overlap. If you draw three like concentric circles or three circles and overlap them at the epicenter is Debbie Wasserman Schultz, DNC, and Iwan. So that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. That's based on my investigation and research.
Yeah, so this story of this tagger, it's interesting. It's funny, he goes on to say, I'm absolutely disgusted with everything going on in this country right now, mostly because of right-wing conservatives, but with respect to this situation, political affiliation is irrelevant. He also goes on to say, I just want to get these guys locked up and exposed, and now, also the people who facilitated them should also be locked up as far as I'm concerned. And he is right on that. Kind of switching gears here in the last few minutes, we got a few emails about this today, and I've seen this, I saw this video on, I don't know, was it late last week? There's a witness in Charlottesville who said he had seen, along with some other people, the white supremacists, quote unquote, white supremacist protesters and the Antifa protesters getting off the same buses. He goes on to describe these dark charcoal gray buses to where they were bumper to bumper when they drove and when they parked. He describes it kind of like when you see school buses at a out-of-town football game, when you have the buses, you know, lined up. He goes on to say that they look like charter buses, and that these people getting off some of the same buses had the what I guess if you looked at it as a football team, you had the reds and the greens, that the reds and the greens were all getting off these same buses and coming from the same area. They're all shit bussed in together, all these protesters or fake protesters. Now he goes on, it's a much more detailed interview he gives, live Charlottesville, Virginia eyewitness. Is that the video?
Is that okay? That's a video. And well, who is that with?
I don't know. I think it's
I mean, what platform?
TheCharlesPatrick.com. That interview is.
Okay, all right.
But we got a few emails today on this subject. One from Lori, who got this from Steve Quayle's site, which is a link to Z3News.com. Eyewitnesses reveals horror of what really happened in Charlottesville.
Oh, I received a whole bunch of emails about that as well.
And then there was an...
Yeah.
We got another one just right before that, and that's the same article.
But the authenticity of the witnesses, Joe, I think that we need to verify that. But I do agree we have anecdotal evidence and sufficient prima facie evidence if we were conducting an investigation to warrant additional investigation into that Antifa slash. Yeah.
He even goes on to say that afterwards that many of these people sat down together and ate dinner at different restaurants before being bussed back out.
Huh.
The interviewer says, "You're saying in the restaurants, Black Lives Matter and the KKK were having civilized conversations." The eyewitness, "Yes, they were. They were talking like you and I are talking."
All right.
And yeah. I mean, there's a lot more, folks.
There would be.
I don't want to read the whole transcript or go over all the video.
But there would be other witnesses to that. I'm sure of that. There would be other witnesses to that. There's not going to be just one witness.
Yeah, there's more than one witness, but this is one of the ones who is speaking out and gave an interview.
Okay.
But there are interesting stories all across the internet pointing things like this out. And it's not just in Charlottesville. It is, and there's more than... You know, the eyewitness KKK Antifa talks about the same thing. That's a video on YouTube also. They talk about these two groups, basically, buddy-buddy, coming in together, forming on different sides of this political argument, kind of battling each other, and then after it's all said and done, going back home together. Just like you would expect a paid protesters to do. Because I can tell you this for sure. We see it in the way that the media has spun up some of these people in America. Once you're on opposite sides of that political spectrum, you're not going to be sitting down and eating dinner with the other side. Not like this. I mean, especially when you see the rage in these people, the anger in these people. There's not even real Nazis, and these people believe they're Nazis, so they're ready to kill these other people because that's what they believe. They're not going to be sitting down and breaking bread together. Not like that. Not after a day like that or a tragedy like that. But it just goes to show, you know, we've been talking about this mainstream media narrative and how are they responsible for the violence that we see in many cases. And I believe, yes, they are.
I agree.
And they're responsible for the, you know, we talked about this too, the ESPN story. The ESPN pulled an announcer off of the Virginia football game because his name was Robert Lee. Too similar to Robert E. Lee, even though the guy was Chinese. Just absolutely crazy. Then the president of ESPN came out and denied it. And even when he's denying it, the news had the memo where they said they did it specifically because of the name. They were showing it while he's saying that wasn't the reason. I thought that was pretty funny.
Wow.
ESPN, they should be boycotted and just... People continue to stop watching them like you have been because they have lost billions of dollars these last few years because of their liberal-leaning agenda. And it's not so much their liberal-leaning agenda. It's their willingness to put that on TV when people are looking to sports to get away from those kind of discussions, to have it jammed down your throat, to have... there's so much. Yeah, we could just go on forever with
it's,
that.
It's much like the Olympics or any other sport with a transgender issue. I think the weaponization of things like sexuality and immorality in this country that's seeping into the recreational, the sports. Because how many people watch sports? A great majority watch sports and pay attention to sports. And most people, and unfortunately, most Americans know more about sports than they do politics or system of government. What better place to really brainwash the masses than in that venue? But at the end, it's ridiculous. It's incredible. Don't forget Steve Quayle and Dr. Michael Lake coming up. Also, I'll be on InfoWars tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Just for those people interested, tune in. Tune in. And you know what? Send InfoWars a note thanking him for having me on. And if you're so inclined. Any chance that we have to spread the truth and information, I think is a great opportunity. And of course, one more time, two new shows. Go to HagmanReport.com on the top. Listen, and two new shows. Information about the shows. Links to the current show and previous shows? I mean, so many options. iTunes. What'd you say? iTunes?
Stitcher? iTunes, Stitcher.
I mean,
and any, just any podcast app that you have should be able to download the show.
All right.
I downloaded it on my phone. What's that, Eric?
80%
of them. Okay. I download it on my phone, on the on my computer, both through iTunes. But there are many other options if you don't have an iPhone,
or just
an Android phone, or on the computer. There's lots of ways to listen. You can go to Blog Talk Radio and listen to the archive right from there. You can listen to it right from the Hagman Report under the Listen button, or Two New Shows button.
There you go.
It's all right there. Eric said Stitcher is his preference. I haven't used that yet. Okay. You gonna get mic'd up?
Can you like take out the my stuttering and my slow talk?
That would be under the speed option.
Under the speed option, yeah. Listen to me at 1.5 speed. That's probably the most efficient.
Well, we are at the end of this hour. We have Steve Quayle from stevequayle.com and Dr. Michael Lake. Dr. Lake's the author of many books, including The Shinar Directive, one of my favorites. They are going to be on to discuss a number of things, so make sure you stay tuned. It's always a great conversation when Dr. Lake comes on, but when Steve Quayle joins them, that's like a joining of the minds, and it's going to get really good. You're listening to this edition of the Hagman Report on this Thursday. We'll be right back after these messages. Don't go anywhere.
Greenovative. Go to HagmanReport.com. Click on the link to Greenovative. What Greenovative is, it's a small company in Florida. They created something called the G-Mag Power Cell. It produces electricity by adding salt water to this unit that recharges rechargeable batteries. It's the coolest thing you'll ever see in your life. It's really neat. Really a super device. All right, you need just 2 teaspoons of ordinary table salt, a little water, but a bang, you're charging your rechargeable batteries. Super G-Mag Chargeable is affordable. It's lightweight, weighs about 8 ounces. It's durable, it's EMP proof, and it's environmentally friendly. Yeah, that it is. It'll provide safe and convenient power for recharging 6 AA batteries off the grid when other power sources aren't available. Anywhere, anytime, in any weather, day or night, go to greenovative.com. That's greenovative.com. Folks, in these uncertain times, it just makes sense to have a sustainable backup method for accomplishing one of life's most important tasks, that's preparing food. This is the way to go. There is nothing better than a Minuteman rocket stove from MinutemanStove.com. We all need a way to cook and a method to process water. I mean, think about it. Think about the many things that could happen to you. Minuteman rocket stove can provide your family or group the perfect solution. It's small, lightweight, wood-burning, and every bit as powerful as a kitchen stove. It's smoke. Fully self-contained for clean storage and transport. Because it's so efficient, it cuts down on your wood gathering and processing chores to a tenth what would be required if cooking the old-fashioned way over an open fire. So don't rely on gas or fuel stoves. Prepare your family. Prepare for yourself. Order a Minuteman rocket stove today. It's going to make bad times much better. Folks, MinutemanStove.com. MinutemanStove.com. Need I say more?
You should have a Minuteman, the survival stove in an ammo can.
For investors, timberland has become the symbol of safety. Global tropical timber demand continues to surge as the world's population increases. The need for managed, sustainable timber production forests has never been greater. When stock markets crash, trees keep growing. Direct ownership of fully managed tropical timberland acreage is now available to accredited investors. Prime, valuable hardwood groves close to the beautiful Costa Rican border generate and maintain superior long-term wealth. Consider visiting our forest plantations. Qualified accredited investors should go to PreciousTimberProfits.com or dial 855-888-6288 for more information. Call 855-888-6288 or visit PreciousTimberProfits.com. TimberProfits.com. This announcement does not constitute either an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offering made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288. PreciousTimberProfits.com. PreciousTimberProfits.com.